It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
If you shop at some of the brick and mortar stores, have you had trouble trying to check out? Oh, I have. Many of the retailers trying to compete with that behemoth called Amazon have been cutting the staff. That can mean fewer checkout clerks. It can translate into self-checkout with machines that sometimes fail to function and shoppers who are confused, and that can make the experience less than satisfying, too. One business school professor says the retailers are shooting themselves in the foot. From This Week in Agribusiness, the American Farm Bureau is calling it Farm Bill Action Week. While members of Congress are back home this week, the Farm Bureau says farmers need to tell lawmakers of the need to get to work back in Washington to pass a farm bill when they get back to the nation's capital. Farm Bureau says that bill is extremely important to rural America. The summer of 1968 is being remembered. 50 years ago, was a tumultuous time in America with racial tensions at home, the war over in Vietnam, the killing of Senator Robert Kennedy that summer. But I remember that summer of baseball as a teenager, watching people like St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Bob Gibson. That was the year of the pitcher, some called it. Hitters got on base less than 30% of the time. Nobody was able to score many runs. The major leagues later that year lowered the pitcher's mound to try to get some offense going. Well, some of the veteran sports writers have been saying this spring so far has the feel of 1968. Major league batters have been striking out more than they've been getting hits. Baseball officials are worried about it. They say it means more players standing around, fewer exciting plays for the fans. That could translate into fewer expensive tickets sold and empty seats in the ballpark, fewer hot dogs sold. Hey, did you know that while you can get a hot dog at a Cincinnati Reds game for as little as a dollar, that's the exception. At a New York Mets game, they collect $6.25 for a hot dog. A beer can be as cheap as $3 for the Colorado Rockies, but as expensive as $7.75 at a Red Sox game. Oh, did you know this fun fact? If you lined up all the hot dogs sold at a major league game this year, now, this isn't counting the minor league teams, they'd stretch for 3,100 miles. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.